Massachusetts lawmakers are trying to make sense of how to regulate recreational marijuana after voters legalized it via a statewide ballot question in November. Pittsfield rejected a proposal to put a possible ban on this year's ballot. WAMC sat down with Mayor Linda Tyer, who weighs in on how to regulate retail pot.
There was a state ballot question, a referendum that passed by a very large margin across the Commonwealth. And this is the sentiment of the voters of this state. And so we have to honor and respect that vote. However, at the same time, I think it's important for communities to ensure that however we manage recreational marijuana, that we bear in mind public safety and quality of life.
Well, all of Berkshire County voted yes on last November's ballot question. The choice to ban it altogether or make any type of regulatory move would have to first go through a ballot question and through the municipality's zoning procedure, which is usually a two-thirds vote. Where do you see the city's direction in regulating it from this point on?
So under my leadership and with the professional staff in the Office of Community Development and with in partnership with the Community Development Board and the City Council, we will certainly be looking at how our current zoning regulates marijuana dispensaries and retail establishments. We will also look to see if there are aspects of our current zoning that require tightening or modification or amendment, and we will follow the proper process as we would in any other zoning amendment that we undertake in the city of Pittsfield. I think what's important to point out is that the way that towns amend their zoning and the way that cities do it has a somewhat different process. So we will certainly be following the process of municipal governments and the way we're structured throughout this discussion about how do we respect the will of the voters and at the same time do what we're supposed to do in government, which is provide proper regulations.
Aside from the difference between city and town, a lot of municipalities in the region might be looking towards Pittsfield, though, as an example, because it is the largest city in Berkshire County and a lot more manpower to devote towards these types of ideas. You highlighted public safety as one element that you really need to keep an eye on. What's the concern there?
Well, I think this is really no different than the way that we regulate and control alcoholic beverages. And so while we understand that this is a legally permitted use and a legally permitted activity, we still have an obligation to the people who live and work and visit in our city to ensure that we are properly monitoring and regulating how this type of activity takes place in our city. We also regulate shopping centers and gas stations. So, you know, the idea that this should just be freewheeling without regulation is not reasonable. And the idea that it should be banned altogether is also not reasonable. So this is about finding the right balance.
The opponents to the idea of having recreational marijuana contended here in the city was that they don't want to see, you know, pot shops on North Street or on Tyler Street where it's being a lot of development projects are going, and that might be a spot that a distributor might want to put a shop. Is a pot shop really what's needed?
I do not think. In my opinion, and as someone who hopefully influences thinking, I do not believe that pot shops, as you've described them, belong in our downtown corridor or in neighborhoods. And I think there are ways where we can reasonably allow them to exist and provide access to people who choose to partake in this activity without infringing upon anyone's rights.
That's Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer. Under a follow-up law passed in July, the state take on retail pot purchases is 17%, including state tax. Municipalities can profit from a maximum 3% increase on sales. Retail marijuana is predicted to be a $1 billion industry statewide.